Hello, everybody, and welcome to the GMS Magazine channel. I am Paco Garcia, your host, and this is the GMS RPG Academy, the show in which I'm trying to give you my hints and tips as to how to proceed and what to do and look out for if you want to publish your own role-playing game, which an awful lot of people want to do, and an awful lot of people should do. You too. Anyway, in a previous episode, I was talking about hiring professionals and what to look out for, what not to look out for, and how to behave with them. Now, in this, I think it's important to talk about contracts, because a risk that many people run, and I have done it, okay, you know, I want you to learn from my mistakes as well as my good experiences, because we trust the people that we contact, you know, they're people we know, they're people who we know they can do what we need them to do, and they're friends, you know, we tend to go around, you know, for the people around us. We don't think about the fine letter, and we have to. We really, really have to. It's not good enough to, you know, ask someone who you know can draw very well or can do proofreading very well to say, you know, can you do this for me? Not good enough. It's just not good enough. And if it is somebody that you do not know, having the contract is absolutely imperative. Contracts generally are legally binding contracts. They are agreements. And in those contracts, you have to establish things that can be very, very sensitive. Like, who owns the rights to do what with the work you're going to do? And different contracts are going to say different things. For instance, a contract I signed for a translation of a book, the standard contract said that the translation would revert back to the translator if I stopped publishing the book. Now, in my case, that's just not possible at all. For two reasons. Firstly, because it was based on an IP that didn't belong to me, and I had a limited time to use that IP. I had a number of years in which I could publish that IP. And thus, going back to the translator would mean that they would be able to publish that without having to contact or having to do anything with the IP holder, which is just bonkers. Legally speaking, they might be able to have the rights to that translation, so absolutely nobody else would be able to use it, but it would be a minefield. So that's the sort of details that you have to think about. How long is whatever it is, the work you are hiring somebody to do, going to be under your control? What use can they do of that work? Because if it is an illustration, for instance, the thing I tend to do is that I will sign the contract in which I am allowed to use that for whatever product, whatever thing I want, but the artist will be able to sell prints or t-shirts, or any kind of merchandise they want, as long as they mention that that was created for this particular game that I hired them to do. That way, they get a means to exploit their work, whilst I get a means to exploit their work, and they can make money out of whatever it is they do. So if the game is very successful, then they could become very successful as well. But if you want to be able to exploit the work by yourself later on as merchandising, you have to be able to specify that in the contract. When I published the Cobalt Press adventure that I published in Spain, I had to talk with Barb, because, you know, there wasn't a contract that I wasn't be able to use it for anything else. And I wanted to use some of the images for marketing purposes. It was just a matter of getting that in agreement. That's it. The fact that something is in a contract doesn't mean that it cannot be negotiated. But you must specify everything. By the way, Cobalt Press's contract was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So detailed, so beautifully written, so watertight. It was fantastic. I knew exactly what to do. But then talking with Wolfgang Bohr about it, he was so accommodating. He was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. That is the kind of experience that a contract can give you. It's going to allow to explain and specify what to expect, what's allowed, what isn't, and give you the ground for a conversation later on. There are more things, of course, to look after, but that is going to go into our Patreons video just for them. So if you want to know more about contracting and hiring contractors and, you know, writing contracts, join our Patreon campaign, which would be very, very much appreciated. But until the next time, by all means, do send me your questions, leave them down there, and I would be delighted to answer them as best as I possibly can. And until the next time, I will be talking to you very, very soon. Take care.